From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Today, Florida became the 36th state to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. After midnight, gay marriage in the state will be legal. But as Phil Lastman reports, couples were able to get an early start in Miami today.
Miami-Dade became the first county in Florida to allow same-sex marriages, thanks to one of the circuit court judges who helped overturn the law. Judge Sarah Zabel lifted the stay on her ruling a day early, and her Miami courtroom erupted in celebration. Clerks soon began issuing the licenses. Deborah Shore and her partner of 15 years were the first in line to receive one.
For us, it means that the state recognizes our relationship and the right of people to choose who they want to love.
The state's 2008 voter-approved constitutional ban on same-sex marriages was overturned in the courts last summer on the grounds of discrimination. For NPR News, I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.
California's Democratic Governor Jerry Brown has been sworn in for a record fourth term in office. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports the 76-year-old Brown has spelled out an ambitious plan for fighting climate change.
Brown says California already has the most far-reaching environmental laws in the country. Now he proposes three new goals. First, to derive 50% of the state's electricity from renewable sources in the next 15 years. Second, to reduce petroleum use in cars and trucks by 50%. And third, to double the efficiency of existing buildings and making heating fuels cleaner.
This is exciting. It's bold. It's absolutely necessary if we are to have any chance of stopping potentially catastrophic changes to our climate system.
Brown says California has to find a way to take carbon out of the economy without harming its vibrancy. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
The billionaire owner of the St. Louis Rams is unveiling plans to build an NFL stadium in Los Angeles. That's despite the fact the league has delayed allowing any team to relocate to the nation's second largest market. Plans fall for construction of an 80,000-seat stadium in suburban Englewood at the now-defunct Hollywood Park horse track. James T. Butts, Jr. is the mayor of Englewood.
The stadium construction piece alone would conservatively employ thousands of workers both during construction and post-construction phases. Starting this morning, the city will be assembling a team of experts to analyze all economic and environmental impacts.
The plan is the latest to emerge since the NFL abandoned Los Angeles in 1994. The Rams refused to comment on any relocation plans, though the team is reported to be unhappy with its current 20-year-old stadium in St. Louis. A brief dip below $50 a barrel on the part of oil prices worried investors and sent oil company shares sharply lower today. Fears that Greece might exit the eurozone, meanwhile, worried traders in Europe. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 331 points to close at 17,501. The Nasdaq fell 74 points today. You're listening to NPR. Italian firefighters and forensic experts say they are on board a fire-damaged ferry where they are searching for more bodies following a fire at sea. Italian Coast Guard officials say that searchers continue to brave thick smoke and intense heat left from that fire, which began burning last month as the vessel was sailing from Greece toward Italy. At least 11 people are known dead as a result of the fire, though authorities say more people may be unaccounted for. While movie ticket sales fell 5% in the U.S. last year, they jumped 36% in China. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports Hollywood executives are hoping to woo the fastest-growing movie audience in the world.
Fastest-growing and potentially largest. China's now the second-biggest consumer of movie tickets in the world, thanks to a burgeoning middle class and an explosion of screens, averaging 15 new ones added every day last year. China's eager to fill them with domestic hits, like a raunchy, for China, romance called Breakup Buddies. Imagine a Judd Apatow movie, but with martial arts. Breakup Buddies made about $200 million last year in China, number two after the U.S. movie Transformers: Age of Extinction. That movie featured scenes in China, a Chinese actress, and Chinese product placements. And it made more money in China than it did in the U.S. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
According to federal health officials, the flu is rampant in much of the country, though it is expected to peak soon. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's now found widespread flu activity in 43 states, with intense activity in most of them. CDC says at least for the near term it expects the trend will continue. Similar to 2 years ago, the agency says the flu started early. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.